Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 3rd January 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Pishu Prushti. Have a listen, please.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu. Today we have a short bhajan, very powerful bhajan. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
So this is the vintage bhajan we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's begin with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And we'll spend a lot of time discussing the significance of the beautiful words that make this bhajan. So here are the lyrics to begin with.
Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa, Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva Sadgurum Bhaje.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
Shankaram Bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva Shankaram Bhaje. Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje. Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje. Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum 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 bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Parthivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
So that's how this simple but melodious bhajan flows. It's very easy to learn bhajan, as you perhaps already feel. Let us also learn the raga of the bhajan. It'll only become easier for us once we know the swaras. Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts on the composition of the bhajan. So how did you feel when you heard this bhajan for the first time, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
I felt very energized listening to this bhajan. The beauty is it's just two lines, and it has so much of power, and it can take the bhajan session to such an uplifting level when you sing in the last two or three bhajans. And probably if you start slowly, you can have three speeds as well. And even the lyrics wise, I feel Shankaram bhaje is something which I'm coming across first time. We have bhajo, japo, namo, all this. But bhaje and shankaram bhaje is something which is new to.
It's an unusual phrase.
Yes.
Until now, yeah.
And it's a nice guru bhajan also, Shiva bhajan. Sadguru bhaje, sadguru viparti vasa saideva, sadguru bhaje.
Hmm. And it is the bhajan based on rag Shankarabharanam. It sounds like that.
Yes, it might sound very similar to Shankarabharanam. Or when you analyze the notes, when you go through the notes of this bhajan, it's very simple, like it goes in
Ga re sa da pa da sa ri ga.
So it comes within this five notes.
Pa da sa ri ga re sa da pa.
So if you see that raga, then it would be Mohanam, because
sa ri ga pa da sa ri ga pa ga re sa da pa.
But maybe a ma is being introduced. Shankaram.
Shankaram bhaje gama garisa.
So that makes it little feel like Shankaravarnam or Bilawal. Whereas all the notes are should.
Sarigapada sadapagari.
So Bhupali or Mohanam in the Carnatic classical music. We have many bhajans which are not exactly like Mohanam, but it will sound like Shankaravarnam, like this example. To start with vibrant bhajans like
Kalatitaya Siddhirupa.
It's pure Mohanam.
Yes.
And you have
Hari Hari Om Shiva Shankara Om Narayana Hari Om.
It's a mix of Shankaravarnam, but something I can see similar to these bhajans.
Shivaya Nama Shiva Shivaya Nama Shiva Shivaya Nama Om Nama Shivaya.
This sounds like Mohanam first line. Second line.
Shivaya Nama Shiva Ma.
Makes it Shankaravarnam. So it's a beautiful mix of both, if you see, as a classical composition. Whereas it has a lot of energy, as I told before. Then you have bhajans like
Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
These bhajans are like based on just 5 to 6 notes taken from the raga. The same notes being used in many other ragas also. So it is just based on the light mood of the bhajan. Not purely a classical composition, yes, on particular raga.
Yes. And lyrics are simple, so all, yes, can join in.
Yes, yes. It's very simple bhajan. It's, yes, sweet, old. It's a vintage bhajan, because I remember hearing this bhajan long back. Then I also forgot about it.
Mm.
But later when I got to know through some of the old devotees, wow, this is a nice addition to our vintage bhajan.
Yes. Okay, so let's do the swaras.
Yes, it's just one line.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje. Ga 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 ri ga ma ga ri sa ri 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 sa ri ga ri sa da da sa ri sa da sa da pa ga pa pa ga ri sa. Ga 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 ri ga ma ga ri sa ri 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 sa ri ga ri sa da da sa ri sa da sa da pa ga pa pa ga ri sa.
And the same tune for the second line. So the same set of swaras follow for that.
So let's discuss the beat of the bhajan.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is interesting to note that the lyrics, the sahityam can fit both in 6 beat as well as an 8 beat.
Mm-hmm.
So suppose we start the first beat in 6 beat. It would be like
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
So you start in 6 beat and in the second speed you can go to 8 beat.
8 beat. It is just an option. It's yes. a variety. Otherwise we can retain the 6 beat also.
Yes.
So Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Pattivasa Sai Deva Shankaram bhaje.
But I think given that the line is very long, you need proper breath management.
Yes. So you take a full breath before you start the line.
Yes.
And you need to carefully split.
Yes.
Where you can split.
Yes. So that is the bit of practice that probably is needed. A little bit of preparation about how you're going to manage your breath, where you're going to pause and where you're going to take
yes.
the breath so that you don't lose, you don't become breathless at the end of the line.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we now come to understanding what this bhajan means. So let's begin with the first line.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
The word Shankara is another name of Lord Shiva, who is also one among the holy trinity of gods apart from Lord Vishnu and Lord Brahma according to Indian culture and spirituality. Lord Shiva is often considered as the Lord of Dissolution. Mr. S.V. Giri, one of the former vice chancellors of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, once said, "In the holy trinity, many people wonder why Lord Shiva chose destruction. It is not destroying nature. It is destroying what is not good, destroying what is not pure, what is imperfect and undesirable. As we know in our common experience, removing the impure from the pure requires a great amount of discretion. Only a master can do it beautifully. Only the master knows how to separate what is good from the bad, and he does it in a manner that you go through the experience like a joyride. Gold becomes pure only when you burn it. When gold is burnt, the metal does not burn, only the impurity in it burns and the gold becomes purer. Only a master like Lord Shiva can do that by removing what is not good in our heart." So that is Shankara. Bhagwan truly is that master goldsmith who carefully weeds out the impurities within us. He has touched and transformed so many. Take the story of any devotee, and it is the story of how the Lord has cleansed that person, how the Lord has purified that person. So that is why he is Shankara, because the Lord increases the auspiciousness quotient in us. Bhagwan also says that Shankara can be split as Sam plus Kara. During the Shivratri discourses of 2002, Swami explained, Sam refers to Chidanandam or eternal bliss, and Atmanandam, bliss of the self, while Kara means one who bestows. Therefore, Shankara is one who confers eternal bliss. There's a very beautiful incident through which Bhagwan revealed that he is the self-same Shankara. Professor Kasturi, in his autobiography, Loving God, writes, "When Baba was in his teens, Seshagiri Rao and a few other devotees composed a string of 108 names to be repeated while he was worshipped. The book was soon out of print." We know this book to be the Ashtotra Shatanamavali. So since Professor Kasturi was the person in charge of the little press, he says, "I was prevailed upon to undertake the pious task of reprinting them. So I consulted Baba because some of the names seemed inappropriate. And Baba spotted a few and directed me to substitute other names in their place." And here Professor Kasturi says, "Believe me, one of the names omitted was Shankara Amsa. Shankara Amsa means a part or a portion or a limb of Shankara. And the substitute that Swami gave was Shankara. Shankaraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shankaraya Namaha. Which means Sri Sathya Sai is none other than Lord Shiva himself." So that was a clear direction, clear revelation from Bhagwan about the truth that he is. The word Shankara can also be understood as Shanka Hara, meaning the one who removes doubts. Shanka means doubts. So Shankara is dispeller of doubts. In fact, this reminds me of a lovely incident
which happened many years ago to a certain Norwegian engineer named Tideman. Professor Kasturi again records this incident in the Satyam Shivam Sundaram. So when Mr. Tideman took leave of Bhagwan to proceed to Bangladesh and take up a project at Chittagong Harbour, which was being extensively rebuilt, Bhagwan created a ring and put it on the index finger of his right hand. 6 months later, Mr. Tideman came to Bhagwan's bungalow at Vrindavan, Whitefield. Professor Kasturi now narrates. Let me go back to his own words. Professor Kasturi says, finding that bhajan was about to begin, he slithered into a corner and parked his frame between me and Dr. S. Bhagwantam. Swami looked at him and asked, "Where is the ring?" Tideman replied shamefacedly, "Lost, Swami." "Where?" Bhagwan asked. "While at Chittagong, I was coming down a rope along the hull of a ship and it fell into the river," Tideman explained. "When?" Swami asked again. "February 23rd, Swami." And Professor Kasturi was telling to himself, "So that was 3 months ago." And then Professor Kasturi saw Bhagwan's palm wave a circle or two in the air and clasp something dropping from the thin air. Swami held it between his two fingers, and all the people there could see that sudden manifestation out of nowhere. It was a ring. It was in fact the ring. In fact, everyone was wondering if it is really that specific ring which fell into the Chittagong Harbour. And Dr. Bhagwantam, who was the scientific advisor to the Ministry of Defense, Government of India, he also had this question, and he could not in fact hold back his scientific curiosity. And Swami immediately turned towards him and said, "Why? Is your faith not firm yet?" And Tideman just got up and fell at Bhagwan's feet, and Swami placed on his outstretched palm the ring with the words, "Yes, yes, it is the same. It fell not into Chittagong Harbour, it fell into my hands. I am in that river. I am everywhere. My eyes, my ears, my face are everywhere. I remain enveloping all." And Professor Kasturi says, that evening we heard the assertion of the Upanishad again, demonstrating that Bhagwan is that all-pervading divinity who's come as Shankara, as the one who removes Shanka, who removes doubts. Even as he fills us with his love, he removes these doubts from our minds. In fact, Mr. Seshagiri Rao, the first priest of Prashant Nilayam, was actually a very reluctant first-time visitor. He just escorted his two daughters who came to Prashant Nilayam back then. They had requested him to accompany them on the arduous journey from Bangalore to Puttaparthi, which took them several hours. Since one of their relatives was a priest in Puttaparthi back then, Mr. Seshagiri Rao said, "All right, I will accompany you all, but I am not coming to see this young boy. We are talking about the early 40s. Do you think I am crazy to come and see a 16-year-old, uneducated, non-Brahmin, illiterate boy and believe that he is some kind of an important person, some kind of a holy man? You people are all crazy. I am not coming to see him. I believe in my Lord Shiva, whom I worship every day. I will just drop you off and go and stay in my relative's place." So the daughters of Seshagiri Rao were just glad that they were having a male escort, because in those days journey was not all that easy. It used to take more than a day to come from Bangalore to Puttaparthi. We are talking about 40s. And after they came to Puttaparthi, when Mr. Seshagiri Rao saw Bhagwan in the old Patha Mandiram, the old mandir of that time, bhajans were going on then, the moment he saw Swami, he just fainted. He regained consciousness after 2 full days. And the first words he uttered, "You can go back to Bangalore. I am not coming back," he told his daughters. The daughters were so surprised at this complete turnaround, because here was someone who did not want to come, who came only to escort them, and now says, "If you want, you go back, but I will not go." And this is what actually happened. Mr. Seshagiri Rao stayed back in Prashant Nilayam for the rest of his life and served Bhagwan as the priest in the mandir. And why did he do this? He reveals, "When I walked into that compound and saw the young boy sitting on the rock, I had the vision of Lord Shiva in his face. On his head, I saw the moon. On his forehead, I saw the third eye. This is the Lord Shiva whom I have been worshipping for the past 50 years. Now that I have seen him, why would I leave him? I am not going back to Bangalore." So that was the life-altering experience of Mr. Seshagiri Rao, to whom Bhagwan, the Lord of Puttaparthi, vouchsafed the reality of who he is. Shri Satya Sai is Shankaran. We know how Bhagwan revealed that he is Shiva Shakti Swarupa during Guru Purnima of 1963. So in this line, we hail Bhagwan as the very Lord whom the world worships as Shankara, as Shiva. Bhaje means worship. Partivasa means the one who resides in Puttaparthi, the same Lord Shiva, the same Kailasha is now Prashanti Nilayam. Sai Deva means Sai, as we know, means Divine Mother. Sai also means all goodness, all auspiciousness. Deva means Lord. So that is what is conveyed in this first line. We adore Lord Sai as the one who is none other than the Supreme Principle of Lord Shiva, who now resides in Puttaparthi in Prashanti Nilayam. Let's move on to the next line.
Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadguru comes from Sat meaning true and Guru means preceptor. Baba explains in the word Guru, Gu means darkness and Ru means light. Therefore, Guru is the one who removes the darkness of ignorance and imparts the light of wisdom. Bhagwan also stresses that God alone can be the true Guru, because God alone has the power of removing our ignorance and revealing the Atma Tattva, the eternal self to us. Very difficult to find Gurus who can guide us on the right path in these times. So it's always best to have God as our teacher, because then we will never be wrong. We will never lose a second of our life. We will never be misdirected, misguided in our life. Bhagwan once said, God is in all. But just like a woman fearing that her necklace has been stolen or lost, suddenly recognizes that she has it around her neck when she sees herself in a mirror, humans too will recognize that God is in them when some guru reminds them of this. And who is this guru? God alone can be the guru, because he alone has the power to remove our ignorance and direct our vision inwards. There is a riveting account shared by Dr. Rajneesh Talwar, who is an oncologist and an ardent Sai devotee. He is a colonel in the Indian Armed Forces Medical Services and he heads the Department of Oncosurgery at the Army Research and Referral Hospital in New Delhi. He had his first concrete divine spiritual experience with Bhagwan in the year 1978. Being in the Indian Armed Forces Medical Services, he was posted to different places in India. When he was posted in Chennai, his superior was Dr. Verma, who is currently the superintendent of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital at Puttaparthi. Dr. Talwar found on Dr. Verma's desk a photograph of Bhagwan, and on querying, Dr. Verma told him that Baba is his guru. So after 6 or 7 months of his repeated pestering, Dr. Verma then gave Dr. Talwar a book on Bhagwan, and that book intrigued him. It made him eager to go to Puttaparthi and see for himself who this Baba really was. And so he and his mother made their first trip to Puttaparthi. During the first darshan, very first darshan, Dr. Talwar sat next to an English gentleman who seemed to sense that it was Talwar's first visit. So Dr. Talwar observed many people giving letters to Swami and wondered what it was all about. And the Englishman told Dr. Talwar that he could also write a letter if he wanted, and Swami would take it and Swami would bless him, and if there is any wish that he wants to convey to Swami, he could do that and his wish would be granted. So though Dr. Talwar did not quite believe, and this first time he was there in Prashanti, he decided to play along. And so when the Englishman tore a small piece of paper and gave him, he also wrote, and he started writing, "If you are God." He just wrote those words, and then Bhagwan had emerged from the mandir and Swami started walking. And Dr. Talwar knew that, you know, Swami would come to his place now in just 1 or 2 minutes. So he was wondering what to ask for. "If you are God, give me a Mercedes car, or give me a BMW, or give me promotion in my hospital, or give me a big house." He was a surgeon and he really wanted to study oncology. So should he ask about growing in his profession? Even as all these thoughts are going on in his mind, without his own volition, you know, without knowing the reason, for some mysterious design, his hands wrote, "Please give me peace." He himself was quite surprised. This was something that came from out of nowhere. So he said, if you're God, please give me peace. And when Bhagwan came near, Dr. Talwar was actually deep down in the crowd and there was no way to pass on his letter to Bhagwan, but Bhagwan looked at him for a second or so and blessed by raising his hands. And Dr. Talwar instantly felt as if Bhagwan was conveying to him that there was no greater gift than peace that he could give him. And Dr. Talwar says that some magic happened from that moment on and he felt as if he was floating in the air. And that effect lasted for a fortnight even after his return to Chennai. For some, he felt that he was in a different world altogether. He was on a high, on a spiritual high. Even his friends and colleagues started pointing out that he was not the same person. He was much calmer. There was a certain aura of joy around him. Many felt that probably he was hypnotized by Bhagwan, but they felt it was good. It was a positive kind of hypnotism and he wanted it to continue. He wanted that, you know, it should go on and on. So after a fortnight, he came to Puttaparthi, and the first day itself, Bhagwan blessed him from a distance, and Dr. Talwar says that he felt Swami was speaking to him from inside his own heart, and Bhagwan was telling him, whether you call me a magician or a human, it does not affect me at all. What matters to me and to you is what you know about yourself and whether it enhances you or not. If you can know yourself, then rest assured that you will start having glimpses of me also. But even that is not important. To have glimpses of me is not important. To have glimpses of yourself is more important, because that is going to elevate you. And yes, the second thing is, I did raise your consciousness for the last 15 days. You have come here to ask me to keep you there. Let me tell you that I will not keep you there. You will keep yourself there, because this is going to be your effort. And Bhagwan then added, take me as a teacher. A teacher is a must for you. To be a surgeon, also you need a teacher. To know how to live, you require a teacher. And I am that teacher. And this is what is called a guru. I will teach you how to live, how to think, how to perceive, how to talk, how to relate yourself with others, and how to relate yourself with yourself. This will evolve you. So all this was happening in the heart of Dr. Talwar, and he then asked Bhagwan how he would learn everything. And Bhagwan said, I have not come to teach you anything new. It is just that you have never try to understand Vedanta, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana. Even if you try, you require a teacher. And I am that teacher who will make you understand your own religion, your own scriptures, and that will keep you at that level which you are presently. And he wanted to continue to be in that high. And here was the divine teacher, the Sadguru, giving him the secrets of how he can be there all the time. He gave him a glimpse by divine grace, but now Swami was teaching him like a teacher how he can himself now put in that effort to be in that state of prashanti, in that state of supreme peace. So Dr. Talwar shares that after this experience, he became such a serious student of Bhagwan that all his annual leave of 2 months and 20 days of casual leave were all the time spent in prashanti nilayam. So that is what is the glory of the Sadguru, and we in this bhajan are praying to that Sadguru. Sadgurum bhaje, Partivas asai deva, Sadgurum bhaje. That Sadguru has come down as Puttaparthi Satachakravarti. He is the one who has created this Prashant Nilayam as the central repository of that knowledge, as that seat of learning where we will get this teaching of how we can elevate ourselves. Once you come to Prashant Nilayam, you connect with your Sadguru. And in this line, we hail that supreme teacher of all teachers, that ultimate guru of our lives. So that is what is conveyed in this bhajan. And dear listeners, the bhajan is very simple, just two lines, but very, very profound. You don't have to memorize the words because it's so simple. You can just be lost singing and feeling how Swami has cleansed you, how Swami has guided you, how Swami has elevated you. So come, let's listen to this bhajan once again and sing along with the students of Prashanth Nilayam.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje,
Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje. Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje,
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Sadgurum bhaje, Sadgurum bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Sadgurum bhaje.
Shankaram bhaje, Shankaram bhaje, Partivasa Sai Deva, Shankaram bhaje.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 3rd January 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and it was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishop Rushdie. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393258258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.